Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Yeah. Greetings, dear friends, and welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting. Greetings from the Sirius Cluster and the Arcturian Brotherhood. We've been having some trouble with the saucer pod over the last couple of months, and so it has been a problem being consistent with the broadcast. This has not been due to laziness on my part or a lack of inspiration. It has been technical interference and confusion, pure and simple. I like doing the broadcast, and I don't like being inconsistent and undependable. I'm one of those people that always shows up 10 minutes early, prides myself on showing up, and on doing what I say I will do. This is very important to me, so when I say, or rather indicate, that it was circumstances beyond my control, it was. I now plan on always having a show ahead of time, meaning that if I can't do the show because of one strange reason or another, I'll have one in reserve. I apologize for these difficulties. They really were beyond my control. I know that not being around and not showing up can be disappointing for people who depend on me. I wish I could tell you the details, but they're too time-consuming. Life goes through cycles. Sometimes it's a rinse cycle, and sometimes you're in the tumbler. My situation on the whole has been fantastic lately, and I have no complaints, but it has come with added responsibilities that seem to appear at the most inconvenient times. There are always workarounds for this sort of thing, and yeah, I plan on working around it. I was up late last night due to being in, of all places, a casino. My friend with whom I'm staying was once a bit of a gambler. In fact, it would be accurate to say that my friend is still something of a gambler. Due to this, my friend gets all these free opportunities in the mail, like free dinners and several hundred dollars in free gambling money each time we go. They like to draw you back into these places and hope that you will lose some money. Now, in all honesty, I've always liked to play poker, although I seldom do, but I've had fun at it a time or two, and I usually win or break even because I am able to interpret the flow of the cards. And by that, I mean sometimes the wind is with you, and sometimes it isn't. And you need to be able to tell the difference. So it is that we go there about once a week for the free buffets or the private dining clubs, of which my friend is also a member, and it's been fun. It has been a great deal of fun just for people watching. And of course, with the free money, I've been doing a little gambling. Remarkably, I've been winning each time. Usually a few hundred dollars, nothing large. Last night, my friend won $1,000 and has won considerably more at other times. It has been somewhat satisfying to walk out of these places each week with more than I went in with. And for some reason, I'm supposed to be lucky these days, and I'm getting told that a lot internally. My friend has found it interesting that I keep winning, and I was glad my friend won last night. Nobody likes to see the other guy win all the time unless, well, they're winning too. In any case, I did not bring this subject up to talk about my luck, but to talk about the things I've seen at these casinos. There are many thousands of people coming, tens of thousands of people coming and going and banging on these slot machines, playing poker, roulette, dice, and any gambling game you've ever heard of, baccarat, whatever, as well as a lot you probably haven't heard of, and I've certainly never heard of some of them. First time I've seen some of them, and the money just runs riot, and people win and lose large sums. Mostly, they lose. Last night, I ate in a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, and we listened to the conversation percolating around us, and I purposely sat facing my friend and the wall behind, because had I been facing the other way, we probably would have been laughing so much it would have been hard to eat. Comedy has always been a thing of mine, though most listeners and readers probably don't know this, as I have gravitated to more serious subjects in recent years. But had I been facing the other way, I would have gotten involved in a certain amount of mimicry, which I know, it's not polite. But you should hear some of the things these people say, and then I might be forgiven for acting out on occasion. At one point, the song Wild Thing came on. And those of you who have followed the torturous path of my movements while I was in Europe might remember how the song Wild Thing, and my interpretation of it, played into my visit with the Signs of the Times people in France. That's the Laura Knight Jadzik group. So I went into a little of the similar thing during the playing last night, and while it was happening, the waitress came up behind me, leaned into my ear and said, "Wild Thing!" fairly loudly. It was very funny. We both, all of us, cracked up. A lot of things like this happen in the casinos, so I have come to understand that you can have, well, a lot of fun in these places. I have thought for the longest time that casinos were dens of iniquity, places where professional vampires suck away the life savings of the stupid and the unfortunate. And I guess you could say that about doctors as well, or insurance companies, or lawyers, or what have you. So that's just another variation here. Anyway, I still think that, but I am now able to have fun regardless of where I am. And this is a lesson that has been a long time coming. I no longer judge things just because they might seem wrong to me. I know I can't change these things. It is human nature, and these places exist because of human nature. One has to recognize that they can't just make the world a better place. What you have to do is make yourself a better person. So I do my ambassador to the world thing and try to lighten up the atmosphere wherever I go. And it's been working. There's a great deal of freedom to be had in just letting go of your desire to control the world and rather focusing on controlling yourself. So, I'm having more fun now than I've had in a long time. There's an article at the Truth Seeker website this morning about planet Nibiru, or Biru, or whatever the hell it is. I'll be writing on that tomorrow at Origami. Apparently it's on its way here. It's not far away. It's apparently supposed to show up this month. And 10 times the size of Earth, and whatever, you can read about it. Anyway, apparently, according to some experts in the astronomical world, God save us from experts, but anyway, the one that you and I and my friends and the casinos exist in, that world, it may be rendered extinct this very month. To quote Thomas Stearns Eliot, April is the cruelest month. Used to be for me, bad things used to happen to me in April. Now it has progressed to July. Given my hip being broken the July before last, and my jaw being busted almost to the same day last year. But I figure I get a pass on that this year, especially if Nibiru arrives. The thing about Nibiru, if it is real, is that regardless of the worldwide obliteration of a significant portion of the population of the world, there'll still be some of us left. So that is kind of a casino or lottery thing. So you might wind up being one of the lucky or unlucky ones, depending on how you see it in the aftermath. But one thing for sure, there'll be a lot of canned goods and other comestibles, regardless of all the chaos. And, well, God knows there'll be all those well-stocked pharmacies, too. kidding. Well, maybe not. My point is, I can't worry about that, because worry does absolutely no good. even if there is a problem showing up, you know, coming, in other words, problem coming, however, we make the best of it, whatever it is. Now, one of the things I've discovered about myself is that no matter what happens, I just tend to shrug it off and keep going. I don't let things wear on me. And even when they create enduring problems, like this bad prosthetic I got where, you know, when you're trying to chew, there's just a lot of pain, I just incorporate it into the mix. It makes me feel very good to be like this because nothing gets me down. And I'm only telling you this because nothing should get you down either. We need to always look to the higher arc toward that mysterious country we are bound for. And keep in mind that whichever of those countries we are bound for is determined by our thoughts, words, and deeds here. Every case is different because we all have mitigating karma that differs from one another. We're all here for a purpose, and discovering that is our purpose. It's just how it is. Now, people will be in the casinos whether Nibiru comes or not. They'll probably be there on that very day. And some will be taking that moment as an opportunity to do all sorts of things that a better sense of morality would inhibit them in the pursuit of. Now, this is also human nature when it has been profaned by materialism. Some of you are so disposed, and some of us are not. Consider yourself very lucky or blessed, depending on how you define it, that you are not so disposed, because that really influences how your disposition goes. That very much affects the coordinates of your onward passage. Now, I realize that it doesn't matter whether I visit casinos with my friend or not. What matters is who I am when I do it. It is not the environment that I'm in or moving toward that matters. What matters is who and what I am as I pass into and through it. Everything hangs on what we are, not where we are. This is one of the more important lessons that I have learned in recent times. I told myself over the course of my years in Europe that I would not set foot on the American mainland again. And now I'm here. Not only am I here, but I'm here in ways I would not have imagined earlier. Now, some of you know about my meeting that day, right around my 21st birthday, when I encountered the man on the beach at Lime Kiln Creek in Big Sur. I have come to realize over time that that was God in one of his chosen forms for the purpose of the moment. Now, it took me a while to get this, and I had to meet masters and saints before I realized that as powerful and pure and profound as some of them were, he was, and I'm quite sure still is, of an entirely different order. I bring this up because of something he said to me. Well, he said quite a few things, but one of them was, "Everything is under control. Take the reins." Now, I have come to see in a way that I cannot express in words that this is absolutely true, and most assuredly in my case. And this is why, for some years now, I keep hearing, "Rely on me. Rely on me." Because if I can come to that place, and I am convinced that I will, then I will no longer be the primary interference in my own life, as well as being wholly useful instead of occasionally so. My friends, it is a lot better than we think it is, because thinking makes it so. As a result, we must guard our thoughts. We must stand guard at the gateway of the mind. This is one of the most important disciplines that we can engage in. At the same time as we cast out all thoughts, you know, in concert with that, What is truly part of us will remain, and everything extraneous will depart. And the more we practice this, the stronger we will become, and at a certain point it will become automatic, and then we simply await that transformative moment that will come, because we have done the necessary work, and this is the necessary work. Everything else is a blind, a bramble, or, well, indirect. And speaking of the latter, of course, there are other routes and means, and you must decide for yourself in that regard. I'm only speaking of a very direct route, and will apply to some and not to others, because, yeah, there are softer paths, but they take a good deal longer to traverse as well. Now, I don't have that kind of time, and even though I, like all of you, have eternity, I still don't have that kind of time. I got places to go and entities to see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we all do. It's just that most of us have confused the material world with our priority-based thinking. Our values have become skewered because we have extracted them from a Hollywood stage set awareness. There is a great deal more going on than we think because we have presumed that the bandwidth that we operate in is a closed system. It is not. Okay, my friends, we've come to the end of yet another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. And given Nibiru, that might sound a tad ominous. Anyway, in the meantime, my friends, stand guard at the gateway of your mind and be a constant sentinel at the hidden highway of the heart. That said, much love, Lady Nature. La ilaha il allahu. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and... Yeah, okay. Later, my friends.
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when it gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.